All right, get ready, because we're going deep on this one, a topic that's, well, it's always been around, but it's super relevant today. Spiritual warfare. And not just the general idea, but how it's described in the Bible, okay. Specifically Ephesians chapter 6.
Right, right.
You know, the whole armor of God thing.
Yeah.
We've all heard about it, but this time we're getting a fresh perspective.
Right.
We're going to be diving into a lecture by Dr. Daniel Darko, a scholar who's really spent a lot of time studying the prison epistles.
Interesting.
And his take on this passage is seriously eye-opening.
What's fascinating is how we often just kind of interpret the armor of God passage on a surface level.
Uh-huh.
But Dr. Darko goes much deeper beyond just binding and loosing spiritual forces.
Okay, so let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Dr. Darko starts by taking us through the first five chapters of Ephesians,
right,
kind of setting the stage for his interpretation of spiritual warfare in chapter 6.
And that context is key.
Yeah.
In those chapters, he emphasizes God's power, the believer's position of victory in Christ, the importance of unity within the church, and how Christians are called to live differently as children of light.
So it's not like believers are starting from a place of weakness.
Exactly.
Okay.
Dr. Darko highlights that God has already given them everything they need spiritually.
So this warfare isn't about trying to, like, grab power from some stronger enemy.
Precisely.
Gotcha.
It's more about defending what they already have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Dr. Darko points out that Paul uses the word finally at the beginning of Ephesians 6.10. Like he's about to bring all these previous teachings to a head.
And he's not talking about some huge cosmic battle with angels and demons clashing in the sky.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Dr. Darko emphasizes how personal and insidious this warfare really is.
Interesting.
He actually uses the word scheming to describe what the devil is up to.
Scheming. That paints a different picture, doesn't it? It's not some loud, obvious attack.
Right.
It's subtle.
Sneaky.
Very much so.
Like, how does that idea of scheming resonate with you? Have you experienced that in your own life?
It's a powerful word, isn't it? One of the ways this Greek word can be translated is camouflage.
Mm.
Think about how camouflage works. You know, you don't even see the danger until it's too late.
Right.
Could that be happening in your own spiritual life?
Wow. That's a little chilling.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about fighting a distant enemy.
Right.
Dr. Darko is saying this battle is up close and personal.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He even uses the word wrestle to describe it.
Mm.
Imagine being locked in a wrestling match with a powerful, unseen being.
Oh, wow.
That's how real this is.
Okay. I'm starting to sweat a little bit just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So how do we even begin to fight back against this cunning, close combat enemy? That's where the famous armor of God comes in. Right.
Right? Okay.
But Dr. Darko's interpretation of that armor might surprise you.
Really?
He doesn't see it as some sort of spiritual ritual or magic formula.
I'm intrigued. So what does he say it is?
He connects each piece of armor to specific ethical qualities and actions.
Ethical qualities. Okay, I definitely wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Sure.
What does he say about the belt of truth?
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic image.
It is.
But I bet he has a unique take on it.
Absolutely.
So
what is it?
For Dr. Darko, it's not about speaking some mystical truth into existence.
Uh-huh.
It's about living with integrity.
Okay.
Being honest and transparent in your dealings.
Gotcha.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. A belt holds everything together.
So it's like the belt of truth is about holding your whole moral life together.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's about being a person of your word.
Right.
Someone who can be trusted.
Yeah.
Does that resonate with your understanding of truth?
It definitely adds a whole new layer to it.
Yeah.
It's not just about knowing the truth. It's about living it out day by day.
Precisely.
I like that.
And it's interesting because he even asks, is truth binding and losing?
It's as if he's challenging the common approach to spiritual warfare that relies solely on spiritual pronouncements.
So he's saying that truth isn't just something you say, it's something you do.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
What about the breastplate of righteousness? What does that represent in his view?
For Dr. Darko, it's about protecting your heart.
Okay.
It's about making the morally right choices that guard you against the enemy's attempts to corrupt you from the inside out.
It's like having a moral compass that guides your decisions.
Yes.
Even in the heat of the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there are the shoes of the gospel of peace.
Okay, I'm really curious about this one.
Yeah.
Shoes. What do shoes have to do with spiritual warfare?
Think about it.
Okay.
The gospel, the good news of Jesus, becomes the very foundation of how you walk through the world.
Okay.
The way you interact with others.
Right.
Spreading peace rather than conflict.
I love that.
Yeah.
Instead of marching into battle with aggression,
right,
you're walking in the footsteps of Jesus, bringing peace and healing wherever you go.
Yeah.
That's a powerful image.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it really challenges us to think about how we're walking through our lives.
Yeah.
Are we, you know, stomping around, creating conflict?
Right.
Or are we moving with intention, spreading peace?
So far, I'm really loving Dr. Darko's approach.
Yeah.
He's taking this concept of spiritual warfare and making it so practical, so applicable to our daily lives.
Exactly. Mm. And this is where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
Let's talk about the shield of faith.
Okay, that's a classic image.
It is.
But knowing Dr. Darko,
right,
he probably has a fresh perspective on this one, too.
Yeah.
What does he say?
Well, he explains how the shield of faith is what extinguishes the flaming darts of the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those darts represent the lies,
right,
temptations, and doubts that the enemy throws at us.
So it's not about literally blocking arrows,
right,
but about holding firm to your belief in God, even when you're bombarded with negativity.
Okay.
And he actually draws a parallel to Jesus being tempted in the wilderness.
Hmm.
Remember how Jesus used scripture to deflect each of Satan's attacks?
Right. He didn't argue with the devil.
Nope.
Or trying to reason with him.
No.
He just quoted scripture.
That's such a powerful example of the shield of faith in action.
Yeah.
It really highlights how essential the word of God is in this battle.
It's like having a fire extinguisher for your mind.
Yeah.
Putting out those fiery darts of doubt and fear.
I love that analogy.
Eek.
And speaking of weapons,
yeah,
what about the sword of the spirit? How does Dr. Darko interpret that one?
Yeah, I'm really curious about this one.
Okay.
Because a sword is offensive, right? It's for attacking.
Right.
But Dr. Darko seems to be emphasizing the defensive side of spiritual warfare.
Well, he sees the sword of the spirit as the word of God, but used actively.
Hmm.
It's not just about knowing scripture intellectually,
right,
but about using it to combat falsehood and dismantle those lies we were just talking about.
So it's like using truth as a weapon to fight back against the enemy's deception.
Exactly.
What do you think about this idea of the word of God as a sword? Does it change how you think about reading the Bible?
It makes it feel more powerful, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, we're not just reading these ancient stories.
Right.
We're equipping ourselves for a real battle.
Okay, so we've talked about the armor.
Right.
But what about prayer?
Yeah.
Where does that fit into all of this?
Mm. Well, Dr. Darko is clear that prayer is essential.
Okay.
But he cautions against those who reduce it to a simple formula.
Uh-huh.
Or magic words.
So it's not like you're casting a spell.
No.
Or reciting an incantation to make something happen.
Exactly.
Okay.
He sees prayer as less about manipulating spiritual forces,
right,
and more about connecting with God.
Mm.
It's about drawing on his strength and wisdom when we're in the middle of a struggle.
Like calling in reinforcements, asking,
yeah,
for guidance and backup from the one who's ultimately in control.
That's a great way to put it. And he emphasizes praying at all times,
mm-hmm,
not just when you're in a crisis.
That makes sense, because if this spiritual battle is constant,
right,
we need to be in constant communication with our commander.
Exactly.
So we've got the armor and the power of prayer.
Right.
But what are we actually fighting for? What's the ultimate goal of all this?
That's a good question.
I mean, what does victory look like in this spiritual battle?
Well, Dr. Darko points to the repeated emphasis on standing in Ephesians 6:1-14.
Mm.
He says the objective isn't about gaining ground.
Okay.
But about maintaining your position in Christ.
It's not about going on the offensive, but about holding your ground.
Yeah.
Not letting the enemy knock you down.
Exactly.
Mm.
And remember, Dr. Darko emphasized that believers already have everything they need in Christ.
Uh-huh.
This warfare is about defending that position.
Okay.
Not trying to achieve something new.
And that connects back to the whole idea of schemes, right?
It does.
The enemy's goal is to trip us up, to deceive us, to make us abandon the security we have in God's grace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's also important to remember that this battle isn't just about us individually.
Yep.
Dr. Darko actually urges us to pray for other believers, reminding us that we're all in this together.
It's like having a spiritual support system, people fighting alongside you.
Right.
Yeah.
And just as we pray for others, we can be encouraged knowing that others are praying for us too.
It's so easy to feel isolated in your struggles,
right.
but knowing that you're part of a larger community,
yeah.
that you're not alone in this fight,
yeah.
that's got to make a difference.
Absolutely.
So to sum up what we've learned so far, Dr. Darko's saying the spiritual battle is real, it's personal, and
yeah.
it's sneaky.
Very much so.
But we've got the tools we need to stand firm, the armor of God,
mm-hmm.
the power of prayer, and the support of our fellow believers.
That's a great summary.
Okay.
And it's important to note that Dr. Darko goes beyond just these practical tools.
Mm-hmm.
He also delves into some deeper themes that run throughout Ephesians.
Okay.
Themes that are closely tied to this idea of spiritual warfare.
Okay. I'm ready for the deep dive.
Okay.
What are some of those themes?
Well, he starts by highlighting the concept of unity.
Okay.
Remember, Ephesians was written to a diverse group of believers,
yeah.
both Jews and Gentiles, who came together because of their faith in Christ.
Right. And in a culture where divisions were everywhere,
yes.
that unity would have been pretty radical.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And Dr. Darko points out that this unity isn't something we create ourselves.
Right.
It's a gift from God,
mm.
made possible through what Jesus did.
It's a unity that transcends our differences.
Yes.
A unity rooted in our shared identity as children of God.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And it's absolutely crucial in this spiritual battle.
It is.
Because, of course, the enemy wants to divide us
right.
to make us suspicious of each other
mm.
and to break down our sense of belonging.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like, if he can get us fighting each other.
Right.
We're too distracted to stand firm against his attacks.
Exactly.
Then Dr. Darko talks about the spirit cosmology of Ephesians.
Right.
He's emphasizing that the world isn't just physical.
Yeah.
It's also spiritual.
Absolutely.
So there's a whole unseen realm where these spiritual forces are at work.
Right.
And Dr. Darko reminds us that there are evil forces out there, these
mm.
powers and principalities that oppose God and his purposes.
Yeah.
But he also emphasizes that Christ has already defeated them.
Yes.
So we're not fighting for victory.
Yeah.
We're fighting from a place of victory.
You got it.
Okay.
We already have the winning hand.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy just wants to bluff us into folding.
That's such a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So in this spiritual realm,
right.
prayer becomes even more essential.
Exactly. And Dr. Darko is saying we need God's help to navigate this unseen world,
mm-hmm.
to see through the enemy's tricks,
uh-huh.
and to stand firm against those attacks. It's like having a direct line to the commander-in-chief.
Okay, so prayer isn't just about asking for things.
Yeah.
It's about tapping into a power source.
Yeah.
Getting strategic guidance from the one who sees the whole battlefield.
Precisely.
Dr. Darko encourages us to pray constantly,
mm.
to stay connected to that source of strength and wisdom in every situation.
Exactly.
And he reminds us that prayer isn't just about asking for things.
Right.
It's about aligning ourselves with God's will.
Mm.
Seeking his guidance
yeah.
and surrendering to his purposes.
It's about recognizing our dependence on him,
mm.
our need for his grace and power in every aspect of our lives.
Okay, so we've got unity, spiritual warfare, prayer.
Okay.
What other themes does Dr. Darko bring up?
Well, he shifts his focus to the theme of kinship. This
Gosh.
Idea that we're members of God's family.
Right.
We're not just individuals on some solo quest for spiritual enlightenment.
Right. We're part of a community.
Yes.
A body of believers united in Christ.
Mm.
And that belonging isn't just a nice sentiment.
You know,
it's a reality that shapes who we are and what we're supposed to be doing in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dr. Darko points out that this sense of family should show up in how we treat each other.
Okay.
Both within the church and in our own homes.
So it's about loving each other,
yeah.
supporting each other,
mm-hmm.
forgiving each other, just like God has forgiven us.
Right.
You know, walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
That's it.
Mm.
And this kind of love isn't just a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Right.
It's a commitment.
Okay.
A choice to put others first.
Yeah.
Even when it's hard.
Just like Jesus did for us.
Exactly.
And that kind of love is a powerful weapon against the enemy's schemes.
It is.
It exposes his lies,
mm.
and it demonstrates the transforming power of God's grace.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah.
Unity, prayer, kinship. It's mm-hmm. all connected.
It is.
But I'm guessing Dr. Darko ties it all together with the most important element.
You know, he concludes his lecture by focusing on the centrality of Christ.
Of course. It all comes back to Jesus, doesn't it?
Always.
Mm.
He reminds us that everything we've been talking about,
yeah.
the unity, the spiritual battle, the kinship,
right.
it all flows from our relationship with Jesus.
He's the source of our victory.
Yes.
The foundation of our faith. The model for our lives.
Without him, we'd be lost in the dark.
Wow.
Powerless against the enemy's schemes. But in Christ,
yeah,
we are more than conquerors.
We're clothed in his armor.
Yes.
Wielding his sword. Mm. Empowered by his spirit. It's like we're being equipped for a mission.
Exactly. It's not just about survival.
Mm.
It's about bringing light into the darkness.
Right.
Making a difference in the world.
Yeah.
And that mission requires courage, resilience, and trust in God's power.
Mm.
Think about Paul, you know, writing these words from prison, facing persecution.
Yeah.
Yet his focus isn't on his own suffering. It's on encouraging the Ephesians to stand strong and live out their calling.
It's almost like he's saying, look, even when things are tough,
right,
even when the battle feels overwhelming, don't forget who you are and what you're fighting for.
Yeah, that message is so powerful, isn't it?
It is.
Spiritual warfare isn't just about avoiding temptation or fighting off some external enemy.
Hmm.
It's about living a life of purpose.
Okay.
A life that reflects God's love and grace in a world that desperately needs it.
And that purpose, it's not something we have to figure out on our own.
Right.
It's given to us by God. The more we surrender to his will, the more we allow his spirit to work in us,
right,
the clearer that purpose becomes.
It's like a journey of discovery, an unfolding adventure.
Yeah.
And along the way, we're equipped with everything we need, including this armor of God we've been talking about.
You know, Dr. Darko's insights have really shifted my perspective on this whole idea of spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
It's not some distant mystical battle. It's about the choices I make every day.
Mm.
The words I say, the way I treat people,
right,
even the thoughts I allow to take root in my mind.
Absolutely.
It's about aligning my life with God's truth.
That's what's so powerful about it.
Mm.
This isn't just for monks or mystics.
Right.
It's for all of us.
Yeah.
It affects every part of our lives.
Okay.
Our relationships, our work, everything.
It's about letting God's kingdom come into every area of our lives.
Mm.
Letting his light shine through us to dispel darkness and bring hope to a broken world.
That's a mission worth fighting for, wouldn't you say?
I would.
Even when the battle gets fierce, even when we're tired or discouraged, we can keep going.
Right.
We're not alone.
Yeah.
We have God's armor, and his victory is ultimately our victory.
I'm so thankful for Dr. Darko and his insights.
We too.
He's given me a new understanding of Ephesians 6.
Yes. Yeah.
And I feel challenged to live out my faith with more intention and courage.
And here's a final thought for you to ponder.
Okay.
Dr. Darko emphasizes how important the idea of kinship and belonging in God's family is in Ephesians.
Mm.
How do you think that sense of belonging strengthens us in the midst of spiritual warfare?
That's a great question, and one that's worth spending some time thinking about.
It is.
If you're interested in going deeper, I highly recommend checking out Dr. Darko's lecture in its entirety.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's full of rich insights, and I know it will challenge and inspire you.
It will.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Of course.
Until next time, keep seeking truth,
mm.
keep fighting the good fight, and keep shining your light in the world.